Well, Sam, one of the things that is being done even now, I mean, we're watching this unfold in front of our eyes, and it goes back to what we're talking about here, and that is the attempt to make conservative Southern politicians, conservative Southern candidates appear ignorant. A perfect example of what I'm talking about is what I believe some have tried to do and what they're still trying to do, how they're trying to portray Judge Roy Moore. And by the way, despite the incessant unproved allegations against Moore, most polls now, Sam, have him leading in Alabama by between 6 to 8 percentage points. But here's a man who is beyond brilliant. I've been in his presence many times down through the years, spoken to the attorneys at the Alabama Supreme Court when he was Chief Justice there. There's not a man who is more intelligent than Roy Moore. I've watched him quote voracious portions of Blackstone's Law. I've read some of the most scholarly, legally sound, articulately argued briefs that he's written. They're incredible, and yet they show him, Sam, in the media, riding on the back of a horse. They show him, you know, at one campaign event, pulling out a weapon that he has in his pocket because he is licensed to carry that. And they're trying to portray him as a gun-toting, horseback-riding imbecile when he's anything but. So what gives here with all of this, Sam? And is this, not just in Roy Moore's situation, because I do believe it's going to backfire there, but is this attempt on the part of leftist elitists, is this going to fail as they insult a significant portion of the electorate?
Dave, I believe that it can. But again, this attempt here, which you're describing so well, it's been implemented across the board for a long time. It's not the first time, but this type of stereotyping and this kind of ability to try to change the narrative and the way people think, Dave, is a mentality that it's an elitist mentality at its heart, because they believe that they can, through the picturing of, as you say, here's a person running for the Senate down there now, cowboy hat, horse, gun, as old, out of contact. They try to create an emotional response, which is exactly the type of thing that more, well, I would say less thinking, more class driven or other types of influenceable people may respond to. Now, the thinking person looks at this and says, I see what they're doing. What are they doing? Trying to say horses aren't good? They're trying to say a guy who sits on a horse is no good? I mean, really, that's using your example. That's what they're trying to demonstrate. And the thinking person says, I'm being played the fool. And if this is the substance of the argument, and this is how I am to make my determination, not on their abilities, not on their record, not on matters of character, if I'm to put all of those things aside, then they're saying that I'm the fool, and therefore they really do think I'm ignorant. And I think, Dave, I am hoping that in Alabama and other places, as we saw in the last election, there were many people offended at that elitist approach and saw through it and said, no, I am not going to be led around by the nose or influenced by these guys who control the media, and I'm going to think for myself. That's often more of those in the rural area who said, wait a minute, I'm independent, I'm going to think for myself. This is a classic example, Dave, of that's taking place, what you're talking about.